What's going on, guys? It's Justin here with Fox English Learning. And in this lesson, we're going to give you an English test to see how well you know the present continuous and the simple present. So sit back, relax. Let's have some fun learning English. And as always, you guys know my lessons are 100% free, and that's because they are sponsored. So listen to this quick sponsor, and we'll get into our English test for today. Thank you guys to that sponsor. As always, by you listening to that, you allow students all over the world to continue to learn English for free. So thank you so much for that. But if you missed our last lesson, make sure you go back and listen to that so you can be prepared for this test. It's only a 15-minute lesson, and we just break down the present continuous and the present simple, give you some good explanations, give you some good teaching so that you can understand it and use it correctly. So how this test is going to work, we'll do a quick review, really quick review over the material from yesterday, and then I'll give you guys an example of how the questions will look. And also, I want you saying this out loud as you hear me read off the questions. If you think you know the correct answer, say it out loud to yourself so that you can practice speaking English. On my Facebook page, I posted a question. How many days a week do you practice speaking English? How many days a week do you practice speaking English? About 60% of the students said 1 to 3 days, and about 30-something percent of the students said 4 to 7. That should be opposite. You should practice speaking English every day. That doesn't mean you need to sit down for hours. If you take 10 minutes a day and just practice speaking, it'll do way more for you than you think. So just do a little bit every day, and you'll slowly improve your English. But a quick review of the present continuous. Remember, that's am, is, or are, plus the verb, plus ing. And we use the continuous of things for things happening at or around the time of speaking, so the action is not complete. So we use the present continuous for things happening at or around the time of speaking, and the action is not complete. And remember, that's am, is, or are, plus the verb, plus ing. And remember, the present simple, we use the present simple for things in general or things that happen repeatedly. So things in general or things that happen repeatedly. And you would use I slash we slash you slash they plus the verb with no S. Or you would use he, she, or it plus the verb plus S. So if none of that made sense, make sure you go back and listen to the previous lesson so you can understand that and do well on this test. But here's an example of how the test is going to work. There's two different sections. In the first section, I'm going to read off a sentence with a verb, and I need you to tell me if that verb is in the present continuous form or in the present simple form, and also if that's what it needs to be. So here's an example. Water boils at 100 degrees Celsius. Water boils at 100 degrees Celsius. Now you say that out loud. Water boils at 100 degrees Celsius. So what form is that sentence in? If it says water boils, that would make it in the present simple. Does it need to be in the present simple? Water boils at 100 degrees Celsius. Yes, it does, because that's just a general statement. That's not something happening right now. You're not saying that the water is boiling right now. You're just saying water boils at 100 degrees Celsius. So that would be the correct way of reading that in the present simple. But here's another example. The water boils. Can you turn it off? The water boils. Can you turn it off? You say that out loud. The water boils. Can you turn it off? Would that be correct? It's written in the present simple, but does it need to be? No, it does not. You would need to say the water is boiling. Can you turn it off? Remember, it's talking about right now. Can you turn it off? It's not talking about a general statement. It's talking about an action taking place that needs to be completed. The water is boiling. Can you turn it off? And the original sentence did not have is in it. But remember, am, is, or are, plus the verb, plus ing, the water is boiling, can you turn it off? Now, let's get into this test, let's have some fun, and let's see how well you understand the present continuous and present simple. So here's your question. Look, that man tries to open the door of your car. Look, that man tries to open the door of your car. Now you say that with me or say it out loud. Look, that man tries to open the door of your car. Is that in the proper verb tense? So look, it's talking about at that moment. The man tries to open the door of your car. That would be incorrect. It would need to be in the present continuous. It would need to say, look, that man is trying to open the door of your car. Look, that man is trying to open the door of your car. So that will need to be in present continuous. And remember, it's am, is, or are, plus the verb, plus ing. And that is an action taking place at the moment. So hopefully you got that one right. Next question. Can you hear those people? What do they talk about? Can you hear those people? What do they talk about? You say that out loud. Can you hear those people? What do they talk about? So they're asking, can you hear the people at that moment? So how would you need to put that? Can you hear those people? What do they talk about? Is do they talk in the right tense? No, it is not. That would need to be in the present continuous. So you need to say, can you hear those people? What are they talking about? What are they talking about? Remember, present continuous is am, is, or are, plus the verb, plus ing. So that sentence would read, can you hear those people? What are they talking about? So I hope you guys are doing good. Let's move on to the next question. The moon goes around the earth in about 27 days. The moon goes around the earth in about 27 days. Is the word goes in the proper tense? The moon goes around the earth in about 27 days. I'll read it one more time. The moon goes around the earth in about 27 days. That one is in the correct tense. Remember, when you're talking about present simple, if you're talking about with he, she, or it, you're going to have the verb plus an S. So the verb go right there become goes, and it's going to have ES on it, but it become goes, okay? So the moon goes around the earth in about 27 days. That one would be in the proper tense. So hopefully you guys got that right. So next question. I must go now. It gets late. It gets in the proper tense. I must go now. It gets late. I must go now. It gets late. That one would not be in the proper tense because remember, it's talking about now. So it would need to be in the present continuous. So that would read, I must go now. It is getting late or it's getting late. So I must go now. It's getting late. Hope you guys got that right. Let's do the last question for this section and then we'll move on to the second section of the test. Let's read this one. Paul is never late. He always getting to work on time. Paul is never late. He's always getting to work on time. So if you did not listen to the previous lesson, this one may be a little difficult because we talk about I always do and I'm always doing. So I always do talks about something that you do every time. And I'm always doing talks about something that you do more than normal, but not every time. And this sentence says Paul is never late. So the correct verb tense for this is Paul is never late. He always gets to work on time. It would not be he's always getting to work on time. because it says Paul is never late. That means he's always on time, every time. So that would mean you need the verb, not in the ing form, but it's talking about a he, she, or it. So the verb would need an S on the end of it. So Paul is never late. He always gets to work on time. I know that one was a little tricky, but hopefully you guys got that one correct. Now, for the last section of this test, this is where it's going to help your pronunciation. I want you guys to practice adding ing onto the end of verbs and telling me how they need to be pronounced. So I want you to practice saying verbs with the ing ending. Remember, ing gives that ing sound, ing. So running, walking, talking, speaking, leaving. Okay, ing onto the end of it. So here's an example. I lost my phone again. Not again, you're always losing your phone. I've lost my phone again. Not again, I would ask you, you would say you're always losing your phone. So we'll talk about which verb needs to have an ing on the end of it, and I'll let you pronounce it. So like that one, I've lost my phone again. What's the verb there? Lost. So how would you make that verb an ing? It would be losing. So that one's a little different how it works. But let me show you how it works again. So the car has broken down again. What's the verb there? The car has broken down again. The verb there is broken, okay? So you could respond with, that car is useless. It what? How would you take broken and put it in the ing form? It comes from the original root word or verb of break. So you would say the car has broken down again, and someone would say that car is useless. It's always breaking down. Work on that pronunciation, breaking down. And something breaking down, like, is when the car messes up and doesn't work. So that would be breaking down. The car is always breaking down. So good job. I hope you guys got that one right. Let's practice two more verbs with the ing pronunciation of the test, and we'll finish up. So, look, you've made the same mistake again. Look, you've made the same mistake again. What's the verb there? Look, you've made the same mistake again. The verb there is made, okay? You've made the same mistake again. And made, the root verb of that is make. Make. Made is the past form of make, okay? So if you make something in the past, it will become made. So the original is make. How would you pronounce make with ing? How would you? How would that sound? Remember, you add that ing. So it would be, oh no, not again. I'm always making mistakes. I'm always making mistakes. Hope you guys are pronouncing that correctly and practice saying this out loud as we're doing it. Oh no, not again. I'm always making mistakes. So that's how you would do make. Last one to practice some pronunciation and we'll finish up this English test. So, oh, I've forgotten my glasses again. Oh, I've forgotten my glasses again. What's the verb in that sentence? Oh, I've forgotten my glasses again. So what is the verb? It's forgotten. But remember, that's in the past tense. So what is the root form of forgotten? It is to forget. So how would you pronounce forget with ing on the end of it? Remember, it has that ng sound. So how would you pronounce forget with that ing on the end of it? You could say something like typical. I'm always forgetting my glasses. Typical, I'm always forgetting my glasses. I hope you guys did well on this test. So we practiced how to use present simple and how to use present continuous and gave you guys some examples of saying some words with that ing on the end of it, practicing adding ing on into the verbs. Tomorrow we're going to come out with a new English lesson. We're going to continue the present simple and present continuous, but move into a different section of it and teach you guys something new about it. And we'll keep coming out with these lessons every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And make sure you look out for that English, that Facebook Live lesson that comes out every Saturday. And I'm thinking about doing a Facebook Live video Monday through Friday, but I'll let you guys know about that. But I hope you guys are having a great day. And as always, have fun learning English.